Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Claire, check.
Check. Dancing Eric Hansen.
Check.
Woo.
Are we ready to scram?
Producer Ben.
Check. Oh, duh.
Check and check.
That was not polite of me.
Duh.
You know what? It's the literal definition of out of sight, out of mind. I don't look at him.
He's behind you.
It's not that I don't want to.
Ergo. He does not exist.
He's out of, yes.
The things that aren't in front of you don't
exist.
It's
the tree falls in the forest. It's the, is there anything in a box until you open the box?
Oops.
The great philosophers debate this to this day. Is Ben actually there? I know you can see him.
Yes.
But if you were to close his eyes and I couldn't see him also, would he disappear?
If I close his eyes?
Well, yes. Let's start with that. Now, if you close your eyes.
If I close my eyes, oh, nope, he's gone.
He's gone. Tell me if he's back.
The things that you can't see don't exist.
That there are some philosophers like.
We're on the radio right now.
Oh, no.
Come on, man.
Oh, no.
We exist.
I just proved that we didn't exist.
Why would you do that?
Accidental. It's an accidental proof.
We exist.
I'm
We're
so
real.
Sorry.
We're real. Oh, my gosh.
I just wished us, I just philosophized us into non-existence.
Don't do that.
It's too late.
Unphilosophy it.
How do you unphilosophy?
You have to. I don't know. I don't, you have to undo it. God, did you take philosophy in college?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
It was my religion class. You had to take one, like, humanities.
Oh.
And, like, the work, I always like to take the classes no one else is taking.
So just because it was empty?
A little bit of that, a little bit like, I don't want to follow the crowd. I want to be my own person. So instead of like general math, I took logic.
Which is, I thought was fascinating.
I did too.
But and I then liked how we
Quest for Human Destiny was the class everybody at University of Iowa took. And I look back now and I probably should have because everybody loved the professor. No, I took to Intro to Philosophy.
Just cause. And you suffered for it.
I regret it to this day. Yes. But no, you get into the, I think the, you know, therefore I am, right? I'm a sentient being because I have thought, which is the same reason why I thought if you couldn't see, I was trying to sound all philosophical.
Right.
And then
but there's
I accidentally.
Gotta be another way to make the argument where you can undo it, right?
Oh, yeah, I need a opposite philosopher to counter.
Yes.
With, you wouldn't consider that had you not known he was there in the first place.
Ah, but you exist because you had a thought.
Yes. Because the state of the status of something.
Yeah. We need
also,
somebody.
Also, partly I watched Interstellar last night. Do you remember this movie?
No.
Christopher Nolan did all the Batman movies. He does very heady, like that one, like the one where Leonardo DiCaprio goes in the dreams of your dreams of your dreams. Inception. Yeah. Interstellar is a space movie. Planet is losing all ability to make crops and people are dying and they need to fly off of the planet. So they send, all right.
Matthew McConaughey
into space. Then towards the end, it gets into time travel. And those movies also bug me. Because I'm like, how are you here? If you gave yourself the coordinates to go to, how did you get them the first time?
Yeah, then I'm lost.
That always bugs me.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think my head's in that space right now.
Okay, we're too heady.
I apologize.
Bring it back.
I need a Busch Light.
No kidding.
Right now, I am smoking a thin cigarette at a party in Paris with a glass of champagne. I'm too heady.
No.
Too heady.
You need to crack a cold one.
I need to crack a cold one and eat meat on a stick. That's what I need right now.
Okay, Ben, put your stuff down. Don't worry about that stuff. Go get him a beer and
hurry,
something
I'm getting
on
more
a
philosophical.
Food on a stick. I would prefer hot dog, but whatever you can find. Corn dog, please. Please.
Help this man.
Help us. And then I want to introduce you to 80-year-old Jimmy Rush.
Who's 80-year-old Jimmy Rush?
Jimmy just had his birthday. He just turned 80. This is in Mobile, Alabama. There was a restaurant called Wenzel's Oyster House.
Okay.
And it was his family tradition for years since about 1972. He and his family, they would all get together. They would go. They would have oysters to kick off Mardi Gras.
Oh, that makes sense.
Right.
The tradition.
Total.
Down
great,
south.
Great tradition. And it was always just a big family thing. It was him, his little brother, and dad. And they would all go together. They'd have a big family meal, kick off Mardi Gras on Friday nights.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd do this for years. There was always kind of a joke sign on the wall in the bar. It said, any customer who turns 80 and walks in with their father, gets free oysters on the house.
So an 80-year-old man has to come in with their father.
Yes.
Which the math alone.
It's like,
it's not going to happen.
An 80-year-old man with his father.
Right.
I get it. So nobody gets to eat free oysters. Except.
Free beer tomorrow.
80-year-old Jimmy Rush.
Yes.
Has a 99-year-old father.
His dad was 19 when he had him.
Yes.
And they're both alive?
They're both alive. So to celebrate his 80th birthday, he knew exactly what kind of party he wanted.
I love it.
He's like, I'm not even a birthday guy. I don't get excited for birthdays. Usually it's just a regular day. But for his 80th birthday,
99-year-old dad came in tow.
Exactly. We're going to Wetzel's Oyster House and we're having free oysters, baby.
Did they honor it?
They honored it.
Perfect.
Of course they honored it. Are you kidding me?
Awesome.
Wow. 80 years old.
99 years old.
Free oysters.
I wish it was 80, like 80, 81, every birthday after 80. Maybe at this point, just
you
let them
in. You know what? They always eat for free. They've been going to the same restaurant since 1972.
You should be naming oysters and dishes after these fellas.
Yes.
That's the best way.
The Jim and the Jimmy.
The Jim and the Jimmy. I'll take one of each, please.
One of each.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so frustrated with... Not myself. It's not my fault. You know what? It's
what?
This season's fault. On Monday, it's 70 degrees and I don't need a jacket. And then, you know, yesterday afternoon, not morning, afternoon, I did need a jacket. I started getting really, really cold. So I grabbed my in-between. It's not my winter coat. Mm-hmm. It's the in-betweeny jacket. It's not the spring jacket. It's somewhere in between the two.
We all have one.
Yeah. Well,
we live in Iowa. I get it.
There's three different coats and I don't know where my keys are. I have to go through and put one hand in each pocket. Keeping the peace. Keeping
but neither pocket had my keys.
Exactly. You know where my keys were this morning?
Where were they?
Deep in the chambers of my purse, where I never put it.
Why don't you start there?
What? No, because the purse is a place where things get lost. So I put the keys in the pocket so that I can find them. At least they'd be in one of the pockets.
Don't you guys have a key bowl?
Yes, we do. We have a key little rack thing.
You have a key rack?
Yeah. But... the keys are for the keys that have my work keys on them. I only have one copy of my work keys.
Yeah.
I got two copies of the car keys. I'm just making it harder than it needs to be. It's so much harder.
Here's the problem. As society has gotten bigger and we become more materialistic, most people never had three coats or five coats.
No,
they
exactly.
They had a coat or two coats.
A coat.
Even if it was the wrong coat, you just wore a coat. That way it was in the one or two pockets in the one coat you owned.
Or just, you know, be responsible and hang the keys up where they go.
Or you also have a key rack.
Shh.
Something to...
I don't want to hear it. This time of year is making it but so hard.
The way your house is organized, you probably come in from the garage.
Yeah.
Isn't your key rack around the corner?
It's right there. No, it's right on the door.
Oh, right, it's right. Next. Oh, it's like, I was trying to help you. All right, no, that's on
no,
you.
No, it's on me. It's all 110% right. On me.
You got me feeling disappointed. Welcome to another Eric Terrible Parable.
Uh-oh.
Where today's lesson is, if you never had it in the first place, stop complaining about it.
You never had it. It's not yours.
Iowa State can now publicly talk about plans that fell through. They were going to have a third concert at Jack Trice Stadium this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was going to be the Eagles. The Eagles were going to do more residency and then one last summer tour, and they were in negotiation with the Eagles.
What happened?
Fell through.
Why?
Well, they don't tell you that part.
But well,
what did I just tell
because
you?
Because I want to learn a lesson.
It's not about booking the show. It's about the audience who is being deprived of the show.
As someone who would like to buy a ticket, it's about booking
the
show.
It's a terrible parable. You never had it in the first place. Why do you care about it?
Because.
That's it.
It was right there.
Feeling disappointed.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Well, Cedar Rapids School Board planning to eliminate 20 full-time teaching positions from its middle and high schools next budget year in an effort to cut costs. The board had originally planned to cut 33, received strong pushback, a lot of that pushback from Cedar Rapids, Washington, alumni, parents, and students. The board reduced the number of proposed reductions there from 7 down to less than 1. The reductions are expected to save the district roughly $1.5 million. Let's talk sports shorts. It's basketball season, baby. Boys State basketball, number 3, Regina Catholic, taking on Applington Parkersburg. That's 3:45 in Des Moines today.
Today.
Cyclones play Arizona State in the second round of the Big 12 tournament this morning. For men's basketball, tip-off 11:30 on ESPN TV. And just down the hall, our buddies at 1600 ESPN Radio. You got to have Peacock to watch the Hawkeyes today. Iowa taking to the court at 11. Play Maryland.
Ooh, early.
In the second round. That is going to be on Peacock. And before we see Caitlin Clark and the Fever, before we see Caitlin Clark, because she's probably going to be on the women's basketball team for the LA Olympics 2028.
Ooh.
The United States women's basketball team is playing a World Cup qualifier today versus Senegal in Puerto Rico. Tip-off is at 4 o'clock, televised on True TV and streamed on HBO Max.
Cool.
So be on the lookout for Caitlin Clark and the U.S. women's team later this afternoon. What's got us feeling all right? I intentionally wrote the headline to be slightly misleading. I just want to clarify.
What?
One person did not buy 1,000 food bags, but bought a lot of food bags to get a grocery store to the 1,000 mark.
Okay.
Retired Al-Qaeda doctor Ken Zykol walked into Wilkie's Marketplace in Al-Qaeda, where they do a food bag program. I'm familiar with Hy-Vee's food bag program. I'm sure you see them elsewhere. And he wanted to purchase some to help out the Clayton County food shelf. And I don't know if this is you, but whenever I see fundraisers online, I want to give a number that gives it to a nice round number. Like, oh, they're like $29 away. And they're 25 is what they're asking. Like, I'll give them 29. Right.
Right. Just go for it.
Yes. So to get to 1,000 bags, he had to buy 30. To get 1,000 given, he had to buy 32.
Okay.
So he's like, I'll take the shelf.
Sure.
It cost him $388.
Wow.
But it got them to 1,000 bags, which, by the way, a bag is between 10 and 15 bucks, feeds a family of four at least a meal. So when you put all of that math together, 1,000 bags donated to the Clayton County Food Shelf translates into $15,000 worth of donations, or roughly 5,000 pounds of food. And he made that happen with at least 32 food bags. Just happened on Monday.
That is so awesome.
Just a great, nice, feeling all right, sort of feeling all right story.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Forbes released their 2026 billionaires list yesterday.
Each one of them uses this as a ringtone.
Go for money. And of course, there's lots of billionaires that we know off the top of our head, but that doesn't actually qualify them as celebrities, right?
Correct.
Yeah, you got your Bill Gates and you got your Elon Musk and Zuckerberg and whatnot, but they're not like celebrities. Any guesses for the 22 celebrities who actually made the list?
It's always people in the cosmetic and clothing lines. So I'm going with...
Diversification is key.
Kylie Jenner? No.
Not on my list.
Rihanna?
She is number 20.
Thank you.
Yes, $1 billion.
Oprah?
Oprah did make the list. Oprah, number 5, $3.2 billion.
Who's going to surprise me the most?
You know what? Think film. Think movie makers.
That's where I'm having a hard time. That they are, it's worth a billion, right?
Yeah.
It's not that they made a billion.
No, they didn't make a billion
movie
this year.
Movie makers?
Movie makers.
So not an actress, but a movie maker?
No.
Is Barbie, that
Margot
director? The director.
Greta Gerwig? No.
No?
Nope.
All right, I'm out.
Steven Spielberg is number one.
You know what? For some reason, I was only giving you women. I got stuck in women.
Oh, really?
It could be any gender.
Any gender.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay. I just was going down that road. I'm like, I don't know any other women that I should say.
No.
So now I'm a bad man.
No. Steven Spielberg. But also, he doesn't strike me as like super, super rich. He just strikes me as a very good quality filmmaker.
Yes. Okay. Now that we're playing this game, is Ryan Reynolds a billionaire?
Ryan Reynolds?
Diversified.
He's got to be a billionaire, but I think, sadly, still stuck in millionaire status at this point.
Ashton Kutcher?
No.
Wow. Okay.
No. Steven Spielberg, $7.1 billion, followed by George Lucas, $5.2 billion. Star Wars?
Well,
huge.
When you own the rights to a franchise, and for George Lucas, it's like he sold most of those to Disney, but I'm sure he's still getting a residual.
Yes.
And Steven Spielberg, same story. Like, you've made some of the best movies
true.
Ever made.
And
you're
then
still,
you sell those franchises.
Yeah, or you're still getting a check every once in a while when E.T. pops up on HBO.
Anytime you have a theme park
yes.
and toys and, yeah, based off of that one movie idea.
With that, anybody in the Marvel universe, like, is Kevin Feige's name on there?
No.
Okay.
No. But Taylor Swift did make the list. $2 billion.
Oh, sure,
number
yeah.
Number seven. It's a... kind of a big list. And a lot of people in the movie sphere, you know, some athletes in there too, but interesting list. Speaking of Taylor, she's going to be making several appearances. Travis Kelce is fired up for another season with the Kansas City Chiefs. There was some concern if he would even return to football or not, or if he did, would he still return to the Chiefs? Maybe he'd go play for a different team. But he made the announcement yesterday on the Pat McAfee Show saying, let's go, making another run for it, baby. The Chiefs are making moves. And he said that Taylor Swift is the motivating force for him.
To stay at the Chiefs or to stay in football?
To stay in football in general. He said she keeps going to the table, finding new things to write about, keeps finding new melodies. And on top of that, just seeing her have a love and a joy for what she does, definitely a motivating factor for him, just to see that person, his fiance, who's still passionate about what she does.
I've never considered the difference between her job, which to me can be anything she wants it to be.
Yes.
And his job, which is you've got about two things to do. Either block that guy or catch that ball.
Yes.
Right? It's like, okay, just do it again.
I got
his
it.
Is repetition, repetition, repetition. Hers is like create, create, create.
Yeah, exactly.
What an interesting relationship.
But they kind of see the hard work.
But
that
it
goes
motivates
into
both of them.
Each of their, their spheres. And he's like, and she's still passionate about what she does. And he's still passionate about what he does. He's like, I still love going to work. I still love putting on the pads and grinding it out and just playing the game. And he feels like the Chiefs have a really good opportunity yet again, coming back with Patrick Mahomes and Coach Andy Reid and himself. So he just feels really good about it. And of course, you don't want to end the way the last season went.
No, you either end on a high note. The problem is now is he going to get in that world where they just keep playing a little too long?
Right.
And like, dude, you should have retired 4 years ago.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, please see Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It happens so often.
For that example.
Yesterday, Jack White made some comments. He was speaking in an interview about songwriting, and he mentioned Taylor Swift and how it's kind of boring the way that she always writes about very public breakups. And when you attack somebody like a Taylor Swift, the Swifties are quick to defend. So Jack White, walking back some of those comments from yesterday's interview, he said the word boring, and they accused him of being misogynistic. He clarified his comments, saying that he has a preference for creating imaginary characters in his songwriting. That's not how everybody does it. There's different approaches to songwriting, and individual artists have their individual choices, and he respects those individual artists and their choices.
That's kind of how we broke it down yesterday. It's a preference thing.
Exactly.
And I think he was saying it's just, to him, it's easy. It's low-hanging fruit.
And I don't think that's the way I write songs, and that's not the way that my fans want to consume my songs.
But most, if you could take any writing, it's like, write what you know.
Yes.
Right? It's the easiest place to start.
Man.
Do you think that'll
Jack
calm
White.
The dogs?
I hope so. But I just feel like he is Macaulay Culkin in My Girl. And
the bees! The bees!
Why did you poke that hive? You made them so angry.
His glasses! He needs his glasses!
He can't do without his glasses. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Should be talking about music, memories, and death, technically, right now.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about it because, you know what? Eventually, we will all expire. And when you do, and you have a final resting place picked out, be it urn or grave or mausoleum or whatever.
Whatever your beliefs.
Ashes at sea. How are you going to have people remember you? If you had one song, like when they went to visit you, what is the song that would be played?
Speaking of at sea, we asked this question to producer Ben. He loves cruising.
Yes.
Been a minute since he's actually been on one.
He's missed the water.
The water calls to him, and he wants his ashes to be spread at sea, which creates a tricky way to play the same song over and over again. But I would presume you would charter a boat and then go to Ben's final resting place on the water.
Right.
And then on that boat would be his song, right? That would be in his instructions.
Exactly. It's always when you're in that area.
Yes.
On a boat.
Unless there's a speaker under the water and then you just hear this haunting melody. I don't know. It could be one or the other. But Ben's eternal slumber song is...
Oh, Ben.
Margaritaville. Jimmy Buffett would be his song.
That's a laid back... You know what? He's a laid back dude.
It is.
It's a laid back vibe.
It fits him perfectly.
It does.
That's the tricky part about picking this is how does the song represent you?
Yes.
Like for me, I was trying to think about my career being in broadcasting. being involved in just the arts and music. And then I don't know why, but this also took me to a really weird part of my brain. When I started in this business in high school, the radio station where I worked, the bathroom was outside of, like, I had to leave our office door and go to another part of the building.
Like a shared space?
Exactly. So you always had to take the key, and then for some reason, you had to pick the longest song you could find. And then that got me thinking, like, well, there's a song that I like that has a little bit of a sing-along to it. It's a good long song, which means people would have to mourn me longer. So I don't know if I picked this for the content of the lyrics or for the length of the song. But I would say my eternal slumber song is Don McLean and American Pie.
Mm.
It's also a song about Buddy Holly who died in a plane crash.
It's kind of appropriate, actually.
Yeah, it's kind of a acknowledgement to death.
Exactly.
So to yes.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Where did yours come from?
Mine is just, I was thinking like, well, who is that for, right? That's for the living. And in my world, I think my daughters should be visiting, tending things, keeping things up, you know, looking sharp.
Yes.
And when they come and visit,
you better replace those flowers, girls.
It better look nice. I want them to have a little something, a little memory, a little guidance, a little wisdom from mom. So I thought I would do Leanne Womack, I Hope You Dance.
Instructions from beyond the grave.
Live your best life and give the heavens above more than just a passing glance. Like, you know, still think of me.
That's the best part about Songversation. It's not a right answer, it's a wrong answer. It's a you answer.
It's your answer.
Yes. So let's play, shall we? The phone lines are open at 200-1029. The question is, you pick one song that is the song that will play for eternity at your final resting place.
Waking you up with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
So pumped for Tuesday, the 17th of March. It's going to be the 51st annual Sap It episode.
This is such a fun tradition. Downtown Cedar Rapids, big, big parade. And it's right during, in the heart of spring break.
Yeah.
So if you're at home and not doing much with the kids, get down to downtown Cedar Rapids and experience this parade.
Just a great day to come out, celebrate, be it your heritage, just your community. The fact that our town embraces this holiday and does a parade on a work day.
Yeah.
Like, I love that the city loves it. A couple things before we get to how you can take part. That does shut down a lot of streets, not only the parade route, but also where they stage the parade entrance. So just keep an eye out for any maps, announcements for parking and transit and all of that. Just don't want you to get towed. What a way to have a no fun St. Patrick's Day if your vehicle's
towed.
That's
not the way to do it. No, but we are going to have a big party in downtown Cedar Rapids, and we thought we should probably get in front of it. So we're taking our show on the road and starting our morning downtown Cedar Rapids at Cliff's Dive Bar.
Yeah, we're going to be there from 6 until 10 on St. Patrick's Day morning. The bar will be open at 6, come down, a little liquid breakfast to join us. We will also welcome Wild Nept, which will be a free performance, a little more acoustic, and they will stay for about an hour, 7 till 8 o'clock. We'll have our friends from Sap It episode as well. Then our show will wrap up at 10, but we would love to have a live audience as much time as you can spare the morning of St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, and then just kind of hang out. Cliff's Dive Bar is kind of the Grand Central station for all things Sap It episode. We're going to be lining up eventually in downtown Cedar Rapids anyway, so come early, maybe grab a drink, go get your spot, and wait for the parade to kick off at 1 o'clock.
Now, how can you be part of it? Well, you can experience, right? You
sure.
can watch us do our show.
Choose your adventure.
You can also, after that, decide to help us, though we need to know in advance. Don't tell us that day. Let us know that you could be part of our parade entry. Let's paint this picture for a second.
Okay, here is our vision for our Z102.9 parade entry in the Sap It episode.
Lucky ducks.
Lucky ducks.
Your dad is hauling a trailer. On that trailer is a 10-foot-tall inflated duck, thanks to Daybreak Rotary Cedar Rapids. They do the great duck race, right?
It's perfect.
Yes. Then behind that, like a school of waddling ducklings, will be the Z102.9 marching band. Between the duck and the band, that's where we need the most help. We need a couple people just making sure that duck is secure. So basically a duck wrangler. Very easy job. You just got to walk alongside, you wave at the crowd.
Yeah.
Maybe hold a sign or two. Better yet, if you can play an instrument, we would still love for you to be, because this thing is, our band is open until the parade, right?
Exactly.
We can take up as many blocks as we want.
We can. And if you are musically inclined, if you'd like to join us in the Sap It episode parade, we are looking for new members for the Z102.9 marching band, particularly interested in drumming. If you play the drums or play a sousaphone, we'd love to have you.
Low brass and percussion, a little light this year, but we'll take anybody with any instrument. We provide you the music. We'll run it through a couple times before we actually step off. Don't be afraid by the word marching. We are a casual walking band that happens to have a hint of rhythm.
Yes, a hint. Just a hint of rhythm.
And I think the best part about it is one of the songs we're going to play, and it's currently being arranged by Greggy, our lead trumpet player, is Rubber Ducky with the Sesame Street Classic. Nothing like a song the crowd can sing along with as you march by them.
Exactly. Everybody's going to love it. They're going to be cheering for you. You want to be a part of the band? It is super, super simple. Just got to let us know that you're interested. Email us, scramble@kzia.com.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay. Have a good day.